Living authentically, aligning actions with values. People often adopt different roles and personas in various situations. However, prioritizing others' expectations over your own values can lead to depression, insecurity, and dissatisfaction. Living an authentic life is a better choice, even if it risks some relationships. First, assess the values that have guided your life so far and identify their sources. For example, school might have taught you the value of knowledge, while media may have emphasized physical appearance. Eliminate distractions and reflect on whether you want to continue pursuing these values or update them. Review how you spend your time and money each day and consider if your actions support your values. For instance, do you spend countless hours on social media instead of interacting with your family? Aim to embody higher values from the ancient Hindu Bhagavad Gita, such as gratitude, charity, honesty, and integrity. Perform a companion audit. Reflect on the people you spend the most time with and whether their values align with yours. Be mindful of their influence and filter out negative external influences. The harmful effects of negativity. Negativity is contagious and can harm your mind and body. People often think and act negatively when they feel a threat to a core emotional need, like love, peace, understanding, or respect. This negativity can lead to judging, manipulating, and trying to control others or blaming your problems on them. Many people adopt a victim mentality and spread their negativity. For example, if you complain about having a horrible day, you might cause others to start complaining too. This happens because of groupthink bias, where people tend to conform and agree with the negativity around them. Negative thinking can make you more aggressive towards others. Long-term negative thinking can cause stress that shrinks the hippocampus, the part of your brain responsible for reasoning and memory. Negativity also increases cortisol, the stress hormone that can weaken your immune system. To counter this, mindfully reflect on upsetting events, noticing your thoughts and feelings as they arise. Writing about your emotions can promote mental and physical healing and growth. Stop defining yourself by others and overcome toxic influences. Don't judge negative behaviors in others or spend energy trying to fix them. Handle negative people and situations by stepping back emotionally and looking at them objectively. Let go of your desire to hold on to negative emotions or possessions that trigger bad thoughts. Find three positive people to balance out each negative person in your life. Release yourself from the ego-driven need to save negative people by just offering to listen. Don't define yourself by those around you. Comparison only leads to envy, greed, anger, and jealousy. Following are the steps to increase awareness and reduce negative thoughts. 1. Identify negative influences. List your negative thoughts and think about what triggers them. For example, did you criticize a friend's appearance because you felt insecure about your own? 2. Pause before being negative. Freedom isn't about doing whatever you want, like complaining just because you can. It's about freeing yourself from the control of these desires. 3. Label your feelings mindfully. Instead of saying something vague like, "I'm angry," think about why you feel this way and describe it specifically. For instance, you might feel angry because someone offended or disappointed you. 4. Forgive others. When you forgive people who have hurt you, it reduces emotional stress and both you and the other person feel better. 5. Forgive yourself. Work on overcoming feelings of shame and guilt to improve your own well-being. Accept fear and live with purpose. To live fully, we need to face our fears head-on and live with clear intentions. Instead of fearing change itself, fear missing out on opportunities. When we're scared, we often freeze or panic. But if we learn to accept and deal with our fears, we'll see how strong we truly are. It's all about letting go of our need to control everything. Think about why you set your goals. This process is called sankalpa in Sanskrit. Our intentions are often driven by our core motivations like fear, desire, duty, or love. Check if your intentions match what you truly want. Forget about what society thinks success is and focus on what brings meaning to your life. Try pranayama, a simple breathing exercise, to stay aware of your breath. Use calming techniques to reflect on your thoughts and feelings. By understanding and accepting fear and setting clear intentions, you can live a purposeful life. Discover your calling, find your life's purpose. To figure out your life's purpose, focus on using your skills and passions to help others. That's what Dharma is all about, your calling. Don't just do things because you're good at them. The Bhagavad Gita teaches us that doing someone else's job perfectly is worse than doing our own imperfectly. So, find what you love and what you're good at, and use that to make a difference. It's okay if you haven't found your purpose yet. Some people discover it later in life after they've learned more about themselves and what they're good at. According to the Bhagavad Gita, there are four types of people, each with their own purpose. 1. Guides. They love learning and teaching others what they know. 2. Creators. They flourish on bringing new things into the world, like starting businesses. 3. Leaders. They enjoy leading and taking care of people. 4. Makers. They find joy in creating physical things, your creativity with morning and evening routines. Start your day strong with a morning routine. Get inspired by monks' habits. Wake up an hour earlier than usual and go to bed early for a good night's sleep. Take time for a cup of coffee or try a gratitude meditation. Having routines helps you focus better on tasks throughout the day. Set up an evening routine to prep for the next day. Think about what you want to tackle first. Pick simple clothes to wear every morning, like a comfy robe, to save time on decisions. Pay attention to your thoughts and say 3 positive things to yourself before sleep. Having routines keeps you grounded and organized, freeing up your mind for creativity. Build healthy self-esteem. Your thoughts are a bunch of monkeys swinging wildly in your head? Buddhists compare this to a monkey mind, where unfocused thoughts, often filled with worries, race around. But here's the thing, Buddhists see a separation between you and your thoughts. They say you can control your mind by stepping back and watching your thoughts without getting tangled up in them. It's like taming those monkeys swinging in your mind. Instead of letting negative thoughts drag you down, flip the script. When your inner critic starts yelling about failure, focus on your effort and progress. Treat yourself with the same kindness you'd give a friend when that voice gets mean. Set aside your ego and adopt humility. This helps you see both your strengths and weaknesses. Remember, ego isn't the same as self-esteem. Egotistical folks act like they know it all and crave constant approval. However, those with healthy self-esteem recognize they can learn from others and can handle criticism. To grow, seek feedback from others and celebrate even the smallest victories. This builds up your self-esteem in a positive way. So, ditch the ego, welcome humility, and watch yourself soar. Build meaningful relationships and practicing gratitude. Be kind and thankful, and good things will come your way. When you do good deeds, good things come back to you. But if you hold on to negativity, you'll miss out on spreading positivity. When it comes to love and life, be intentional and mindful. If you're single, focus on yourself, your career, your friends, and finding peace within yourself. Connect with people who touch your heart and soul. These relationships last longer than ones based on looks, money, or smarts. Every day, work on building trust. Keep your promises, give sincere compliments, and support your friends through tough times. Practice gratitude daily. Instead of focusing on what you lack, be thankful for what you have and what others give you. According to the Bhagavad Gita, the biggest goal in life is helping others. To live a fulfilling life, find ways you're good at helping and focus on those. When you help someone, they don't owe you anything. It's a two-way street. Helping others doesn't just benefit them. It also helps you deal with your problems like feeling sad or worried. Monks think that a life full of kindness and service is a meaningful one. Key points. 1. Align daily actions with personal values, prioritizing time with loved ones over distractions like social media. 2. Surround yourself with positive influences and cut out negativity from your inner circle. 3. Overcome negativity by being mindful, writing about emotions, and taking proactive steps to improve situations. 4. Confront fear by understanding attachment and adopting detachment. 5. Discover your purpose by identifying your skills and passions and using them to serve others. 6. Establish morning and evening routines to enhance creativity and mindfulness. 7. Practice detachment to control thoughts and build mindful confidence while nurturing self-esteem.